Post-Lockdown, written by Submi Tender and read by Ava Lee. Part 1. It started during lockdown. There was a mix-up at the curbside pickup of the hardware store. Apparently, they were driving similar cars and Tom was distracted and drove away before he realized that he had the wrong item. The pickup slip had a cell phone number listed on it, and Tom called it because he felt bad and wanted to give the faucet valve stem to its rightful owner. Emily answered, and Tom explained what happened. He even offered to install it, not really thinking of how creepy and or sexist that might come across. Emily thanked him, but they had given her a new one and she had it under control. Of course they had, and of course she did. Tom felt even more embarrassed, so later that evening he texted an awkward apology, and Emily replied that she actually found it kind of sweet. Maybe she was trying to reassure him. Tom didn't know, but she asked him about the beef eater they had brought to her car in the mix-up. Tom told her about how he wanted to help restore the bee population and the flowers he had planted as a small lockdown project, and that seemed to pique her interest. She teased Tom for not being able to tell the difference between a bee feeder and a valve stem, but in a friendly way. Before long, they were in a text conversation that expanded beyond their misadventure and respective lockdown projects. And then they were co-streaming a TV show. And when the show got steamy, they started talking turn-ons and then fantasies and, well, you get the idea. The fantasies were kinky, but tender. They both seemed to be a bit switch, their arousal intensified by subtle shifts in power and control, but driven by something gentle instead of sadistic. They loved to tease. That much became clear, and even liked to push boundaries a little. But underlying, there was a sincere desire to nurture and be nurtured. Whatever playful tortures they each imagined were infused with affection and grace. It was potent. A few weeks later, the lockdown was starting to lift a little. They were both horny as hell and got an incredible deal on a suite in a fancy hotel, desperate for customers. They were assured that the suite had been fully sanitized and room service was available. Not your average in real life meet. They met in the lobby, both dressed up to the nines, partly as a joke, partly to celebrate, and partly just because it was sexy. Emily wore a stunning short dress and fishnets, and Tom wore a suit and a tie. Tom had already checked in, and he offered to carry her overnight back. Emily laughed at his misplaced chivalry, but handed it to him anyway with a mischievous smile, placing her hand on his shoulder and leaning in close to whisper into his ear, "Good boy." Tom's knees almost gave way. Up in the room, Tom walked her through the suite to check it out. It was modestly sized but gorgeous. In the front room, there was a luxurious couch in front of an enormous flat-screen TV and a polished hardware desk next to the bathroom. Beyond a door next to the TV, the bedroom was generous, with a dresser, wardrobe, table and chairs, and a super king-size four-post bed covered in a thick duvet and a seeming mountain of pillows. At the side of the bed, Emily shot Tom a sideways smile before retreating to the front room and closing the door. "That is for later," she said with a sultry . She walked over to the couch and sat down, making a show of crossing her stocking-clad legs so Tom could get a good view. Then she patted the seat right beside her. He sat next to her, so close their legs were almost touching. They ordered their complimentary room service and left a tip over the phone. While they were waiting, Emily and Tom made a short work of the awkward small talk, complimenting each other's appearance, and so forth. A knock on the door signaled that their dinner had arrived, and it was waiting on a small cart outside the door. In spite of their fancy dress, and a meal that probably would have run easily into three figures, dinner was casual, familiar, even intimate. They sat on the couch, plates between them, reaching across to offer each other bites at the end of slender forks. They talked and laughed through dinner, at themselves, at the situation, and all the craziness of the last few months. Soon, their plates were empty and set aside, and Tom and Emily were cuddled up and flipping through channels. The material of Emily's dress was soft and felt luxurious under Tom's hand as he stroked up and down over her hip and side. She leaned against him, head on his chest, head gliding over his t-shirt. Tom could sense the yearning in her that matched his own, in the breathing, the tension of her body, but they were taking it slow, caught up in just the feel of their bodies, the comfortable closeness, the physical affection. It was, on its own, almost overwhelming, and they were savoring it. Tom couldn't concentrate on whatever it were that they were watching. His senses were tuned only to Emily, the press of her body against his, the welcoming embrace of her arms around him, the slow rhythm of her breath and the fast beat of her heart. They were physically comfortable in a way Tom hadn't realized was possible, and he could have happily drowned in the feeling. Tom brought his hand up to stroke her hair, and Emily ever so slightly pressed her head into his palm like a cat. Her hand came up to stroke his cheek, and she shifted to look up at him. They sat and just stared into each other's eyes, as though they were memorizing the patterns in the irises that ringed their dilated pupils, wavering only to occasionally flicker down to each other's lips. Tom's hand slipped down behind her neck, and Emily pulled his face down to hers, and they kissed, hesitantly, carefully, delicately, as though they were afraid they might miss it. Their lips brushed, then parted, then pressed so lightly, again and again. Time passed, unfelt. Gradually, the kisses deepened and the touches grew more firm, insistent. Emily and Tom pulled each other into the kisses, their tongues exploring, tentatively at first, then more aggressively so. And then they stopped, pulling away only slightly, lips parted, breath short and quick, staring at each other in wonder and excitement. Tom began kissing her again, delicately, as he trailed his fingertips lightly down her neck and around to her collarbone and further down. He felt Emily's hand tense lightly as she grew still with anticipation. Tom let his touch linger, drawing out the moment before dragging his fingertips lightly over Emily's breast to her nipple. Her hand slid up into his hair, clenching as she pulled him in to kiss him hard with a moan. Reflexively, his hand closed around her breast, squeezing it gently but firmly, and they were suddenly caught in a feedback loop of lust and need and desire. She climbed astride his lap, facing him, their arms wrapped tight around each other, mouth roaming over each other's face, lips, ears, neck. Tom's legs were thin and did little to dull the sensation of silky heat sliding over him as Emily ground her hips. He lifted his in response, and she felt him pressed hard against her as her hips moved back and forth, back and forth. Tom reached behind Emily's shoulders and unzipped her dress, pulling it and the straps of her bra off her shoulders. He ran his fingertips down her neckline, dragging the fabric downwards. Then he leaned in and took an erect nipple gently between his lips, massaging, sucking, swirling his tongue around the firm berry, eliciting sweet music from Emily. She gasped as he grazed his teeth over it and took it ever so lightly between them, before releasing it to turn his attention to the other breast. She arched her back, pressing her breast into his mouth, and Tom didn't notice that she was also reaching down behind her, beneath her, until he felt Emily's nails grazing his balls. Tom moaned deeply into her breast and gave it a hard suck. Emily moaned herself, a moan that turned into a playful chuckle as her grinding became more focused, purposeful, precise, and her nails danced and swirled ever so lightly over, around, and behind his balls, skimming over the fabric between his legs. Tom's moans turned into cries of pleasure, and he was able to do little more than press his face into her breasts, gasping at the electricity sparking nerves from head to toe from Emily's simultaneous assault on his senses, his hands clenched around her hips. Good boy, she cooed softly, teasingly. Tom whimpered into her breasts at the seductive encouragement, and his cock twitched. Emily noticed. Are you? She asked archly. Look at me, she chided gently, her grinding and teasing continuing unabated. Are you? Tom looked up at Emily, and her smile had taken on a triumphant aspect. She seemed giddy with the power she knew she had over him. Are you my good boy? She stilled her hips and fingers during the pause, only to puncture the end of her query with firm, slow swirls of her hips, while she trailed a single nail along the sensitive ridge behind his balls. Emily's eyes demanded an answer, but only in play, only because she could feel him growing harder at this little game. This was as much for him as it was for her, if not more so. Yes, Tom was barely able to get the words out through the trembly, submissive feeling that threatened to overtake him. Emily's moan was definitely not play this time, as she found herself surprised at the intensity of her physical response to his supplication. She lifted his chin with a finger and leaned down to kiss him firmly, then brought her other hand up and pressed his shoulders back into the couch, pinning him. Emily pulled back from the kiss and stared hungrily into Tom's eyes. She was done playing, and he could tell that the only thing she wanted right then was to feel him inside her.